I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Andrew Brunson, a Christian pastor, recently spent his second Christmas and his second birthday imprisoned in Turkey. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
His wife is separated from him outside the prison, working for his release. His children have had life events, have had a wedding, and have had a graduation while he has been imprisoned. So it's just a frustrating situation. At the same time, we know God works in frustrating situations.
Nettleton also notes concerns that the Turkish government is holding Brunson as a bargaining tool with the United States. So please pray without ceasing for your brother in Christ, for his release, his perseverance, and his ministry. We'll share more on how you can advocate and pray for Brunson at missionnews.org. And a device called Signall is removing barriers for the deaf. It uses motion capture technology to translate American Sign Language into English. Rob Myers of Door International says similar developments are underway in sign language Bible translation.
We've seen deaf people who for the first time have encountered God's words in their own language and realize that God is not just a hearing God. This isn't just a hearing religion. This is the God of the universe who knows every language. And they realize that they were created for a purpose. They're not a mistake. But God has a plan and a purpose for every single one of them. When you realize that, your heart is changed and your heart opens up to the message of the gospel.
And as always, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more. You can also catch our daily flash briefing on Alexa. Just search the app for Mission Network News. I'm Todd Morris.